And Brian, transitional housing, what precisely is that?
Well, actually, just what it sounds like. It's a place where people can go in between homelessness and en route to some other place on the housing spectrum. Actually, legally, it has a term as well. The terms of the Residential Tenancies Act don't apply to transitional housing until the 365th day. So transitional housing is intended to be short-term, supports applied, and then people move to some other level on the housing spectrum, whether that's home ownership, rental, other supported housing.
And in terms of the impact this could have on Cochrane's Indigenous community, your thoughts?
Well, I really am not qualified to comment on Indigenous or non-Indigenous. In terms of the homelessness, it's going to have a tremendous impact. Transitional housing, purpose-built transitional housing, is not easy to find. So building it was key for this. The DSEB actually purchased this lot with no plan in mind. We just wanted the property because we knew we had to explore options, given the rate of homelessness that exists in the town of Cochrane. So that said, when we were able to access some funding through the Reaching Home Capital Initiative, plus the DSAB has some reserve for housing development, it just made sense to focus on transitional housing. Given the fact that the homeless population is overrepresented by Indigenous people, it also made sense to partner with the Innanoo Friendship Center, because we need not only culturally appropriate space, but also culturally appropriate services to make sure people get what they need and then can find the also culturally appropriate permanent housing.